The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So hi everyone. Welcome to everyone joining on Zoom, on YouTube, on Audio Dharma asynchronously later in time. Lovely to feel your presence, to join the Sangha. So nice. Just so lovely. My heart is already warmed up with the hellos. Even though it seems like we're just saying hello, but it's an expression of human kindness that we show up. We show up and we say hello. We say hello. We say hi. Maybe we smile. Maybe we wave. Human kindness everywhere, just showing up with our heart. So, see, the theme for tonight is hello, human kindness. Hello, human kindness. It's actually, I'm borrowing this phrase from a health network that's local here in California. And I've seen their ads previously on various billboards and buses. And I thought, how interesting. Hello, human kindness. And today it just came up for me. It came up for me. Hello, human kindness. Kindness is everywhere. So if we say hello, the same way that we show up and we say hello, and we get seen, we get recognized, we can also recognize human kindness in so many places. It's all around us. It's within us. We can recognize it in ourselves. So we often don't see it. Our minds focus on what's negative, what people did wrong, what we did wrong, and all the ill will. Not to say that, yes, wholesome intentions and turning our minds towards the wholesome always and noticing what's unskillful is important. And yet it is important to notice kindness. So let's do a little exercise. First, look around wherever you're sitting. Look around the room where you are. Just take a look. Okay. Now, if I say, notice the color blue. Now look around. Oh. See where you see blue. Places you hadn't noticed before because you were not looking for it. Huh, there's more blue than I realized here. Look at that. A lot more blue. Now, what if I ask you to look to notice the color red? Yeah. Huh, it's actually kind of nice to notice. Right? To notice these colors, these vibrant colors jumping out, which we hadn't noticed. They're there before. We could do this with so many colors, but the point I want to make is it's here. There's so much in our field of vision, especially visually. There's so much in our field of vision that we don't pick out. First of all, our minds are everywhere. We're not paying attention to colors, but the same way, there's so much that we're thinking about and planning and regretting that we don't tune to human kindness. We don't tune to human kindness, and it's all around us. These vibrancy, it's like the vibrancy of these colors. I'm gonna choose red because such a vibrant color, one of my favorite colors. All around. We won't notice the vibrancy of human kindness. So the theme tonight is hello, human kindness, both within ourselves, outside, inside, tuning into it as if we're tuning a radio. Maybe we don't hear it at all at first. Maybe we just had a really long, hard day. And let's tune into the channel of human kindness. Ah, letting our hearts be nourished by this channel. So that's the invitation for tonight. And I'll give some guidance, some invitations, and feel free to adapt them to whatever works for you, whatever is needed right now. And just one more thing to say for those who might be new, we always start with settling, landing the breath, the body, to stabilize and calm the mind. And then I open up to the invitations. So without further ado, let's begin. Let's begin. You need to shift or move your body with kindness. Ask what this body needs in this moment. So that it can settle and be happy as possible, sitting for the next 30 minutes in meditation. So, arriving here. Hello, body. Hello, body. Hi. How are you? What do you need, dear? What do you need in this moment? And see what answer arises. Hello, breath. Hello, body. Hello, my sit bones. Hello, feet. Hello, any tension in my neck, shoulders, my forehead, my jaw. My arms, my hands, my chest. Hello, my heart. Whatever is arising, whatever emotions are present here, I can release around them. Release the body. Let go of the out-breath. Make space for the next in-breath. And if thoughts are arising, the mind is moving from the body just thought, it's okay, it's all right. Hello, thoughts. Hello, thoughts. Can you say hello to thoughts with kindness? Hello, thoughts. Can we say hello to the breath, to the body again? Calming, soothing this breath. As if this breath is a gift of kindness from the world, from the universe, this oxygen that keeps us alive. The right mix of oxygen and nitrogen. In breath, the entirety of the out breath. Let there be a settling in your body. The breath intertwined. With kind awareness. Now I'd like to invite you, if you would, as you stay embodied in the body, with the breath, feeling the breath in the abdomen, lowering the center of gravity, bring to your heart, not to your head, but to your heart space, someone who recently did an act of kindness, no matter how small. And feel it in your heart space. The kindness, the goodness, the generosity of the act. And not to think about it, analyze it, why they did it, or other motives. No. Not get heady. Feel into the goodness with your heart. Hello, human kindness. It's a relishing the generosity. Receiving it with your heart, letting it land. The goodness, not getting in your own way of I don't deserve it, or too big, too this, too that, none of that. Just simply see what happens. Experiment. Experiment with letting yourself fully receive this act of kindness, thoughtfulness, care. Whatever it might have been. So if you're breathing in into your heart center, letting your body relax with this gift. No feeling of obligation, just receiving, receiving. It's the biggest gift we can give others is to receive their kindness graciously. Practice gracious receiving in this moment. Maybe the words or the feeling of appreciation, gratitude, or thank you. These words bubble up. From your heart. Hello, human kindness. Hello. Nice to feel you. And gently opening up your heart wider. Maybe there's another act of kindness, thoughtfulness, care. Maybe a phone call, a friend or family member thought about you. Hello, human kindness. Letting your heart open to appreciating that now. And you can open up, if you like, to another act of kindness. Maybe somebody is making time for you, has made time for you, sharing their resources, their skills. Their presence. Their care. Hello, kindness. Hello. Hello. And you can open up your heart, just allowing these kindnesses, these gifts to arise. Not so much going out and searching for them, but letting them come up if they do. And if not, then staying with the last one, just staying and relishing, appreciating. This is not a thinking practice. It's a feeling, it's an opening the heart and letting kindness, goodness arise. And appreciating, relishing. As if visitors who come and knock on your door, you open the door. You say, hello, hello kindness, hello human kindness. You don't go out searching all over town because no need. They're going to knock on your door. Just hang out. Be relaxed and spacious in your heart space. As you sit with ease, so many kindnesses, not from just yesterday or today or earlier the week, but maybe earlier in your life, arise. So many gifts of kindness. Hello, human kindness. Not to think about it again, just rest. Best to take it slow so the mind isn't jumping from one thought to the next. Stay. Stay. For a while with what arises. And now, you can continue in this way, or let's turn around and allow yourself to relish your own kindness. Appreciating your own kindness. Maybe we start with you to yourself. As if you're a beloved other, maybe you're feeding yourself something healthy, wholesome, or resting when you need to rest. Or being gentle with yourself when you make a mistake. Or if you feel sad, you're kind with yourself. You let yourself be sad and feel the emotions. So many ways we're kind. We can be kind to ourselves. It's choosing one. Maybe you refer to yourself in terms of endearment. Maybe you care for this body by brushing its teeth, washing it. Hello, kindness. What if we saw these as acts of kindness, not as these boring things we have to do, but if we saw them as acts of kindness, shifted the frame. Now, if you like opening up the door and inviting kindnesses to others, acts of care, generosity, thoughtfulness to others, letting yourself relish. Yeah, this is kindness. Hello, kindness. Hello, human kindness. Maybe you're recently supportive to a friend. Let yourself relish kindness. Lastly, you can also add, welcome the door, open the door and welcome the acts of kindness you witnessed Can you appreciate someone doing for someone else? Let them brighten your heart. Acts of generosity, care, love. Hello, human kindness. Hello. So much kindness all around. Hello, kindness. Hello, hello. As we near the end of this practice period, let all these acts of kindness everywhere to you, from others to different people, all this kindness all around, ricocheting through the world beautifully, beautifully. Let it fulfill your heart with gladness. Hello, human kindness, all around, through me. It's an expression of my being, those of others. More and more inhabiting, living more fully into human kindness. May all beings everywhere know kindness, their own, those of others. May kindness, goodness prevail in the world. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you for your practice. Hello, hello. Human kindness. So we have time for reflections, for questions, comments. What arose for you? What did you notice? Any aha moments, perhaps, to share for the benefit of yourself and others as a gift? Any challenges too? It's all welcome. And if you type in chat, if you type to me privately, I won't read your name, so it'll be a private comment. It's typed to everyone, I will read your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand, especially if you haven't spoken for a while. I'd love to hear from you, reflections. Hello, hello. What did you discover in this practice? Fazil, please.
Hi.
Hi.
A lot of the stuff that came up in terms of when I was thinking of, kindness from me, and I was like, oh, this is things that are manifesting as a result of this practice. That was nice to see.
Oh, sweet. That is so sweet. Thanks for sharing that, Fazil. So if I heard that correctly, just realizing that many of the things that are manifesting is as a result of this practice you're doing. The metta practice is coming to fruition in acts of kindness. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yay, yay. Wow, to celebrate that. And as the Buddha says, whatever ponder, you reflect and ponder upon frequently, that becomes the inclination of your mind. So as you ponder upon kindness, that becomes the reflect your inclination of not just your mind, but the inclination of your heart and your body in acts of kindness. Yay. Oh, I celebrate that. It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Fazil. And so true. So true. Radha, I see your hand, please.
Hi.
Hi.
So, yeah, I feel like this practice was really, really good for me at the moment because I've been having like a really difficult past month. I've been having like housing issues and having to move like every week and stuff. And yeah, I guess I just realized, I think kind of when you're in that sort of situation, it's really hard to receive the kindness that people show you because you're kind of in that headspace of trying to figure out, it's like, well, what if it goes wrong? Or no, like, I don't need that. I need this. And it just really helps when you said to just drop into the heart and the belly and just like receive it there rather than being in the head. And even just the intention that people show to like the amount of people who have offered that I could stay with them and stuff. It was, yeah, really heartening.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for sharing that, Rara. That is so beautiful to turn as you and as you were saying, of course, it is challenging and it's difficult. Moving frequently takes a toll on the mind and always planning and new environment. And as you shifted and receiving so much kindness, oh my goodness, my heart feels full, feeling the goodness, the generosity of people who are supporting you and offering you to stay with them. How beautiful is that? Hello, human kindness. How beautiful. Ah, thank you for sharing that. That is so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, that's lovely. And I don't know if you wanted to say something else. I saw your hand moving. You're welcome.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to add, I was thinking about that because I heard this saying the other day of someone talking about joy, and they were like, you know, there's no such thing as perfect joy because as humans, we're always feeling more than one emotion at any given time. So that thought sort of came to me as well. Like, there's no such thing as perfect kindness either, but to just receive the kindness that is there along with everything else.
Exactly. Yes. It's just receive what there is. And that was another invitation I was giving at the time. I was suggesting to feel into the heart space, not to analyze. Oh yeah. This is a little kind. It's a little thought, you know, it's a little selfish. It's like, just let go of all that. Just tune into the channel of kindness. And in that way, actually, now I'm going to suggest something completely different. In that way, you can feel into the perfect kindness of it, right? If you really see that aspect, it's like earlier when I was suggesting look for the color red. Like, well, yeah, there's a lot of blue and yellow, so maybe it's not pure, but I'm just going to look at the red. Oh, that's beautiful. It's perfect. It's like, oh, my heart gets filled with joy. So that's another practice to bring in. Thank you for that, Radha. Beautiful. Graham from YouTube says, there is so much kindness in the world that I take for granted. Thank you, Graham, for that beautiful insight. Yes, so much kindness. And then we turn towards it. And Jerry says, it was a struggle to drop the unkind words and actions of others, but then the kind actions dominated. Beautiful. That's lovely. Yay. Let the kindness prevail. Beautiful. Yeah. So dear friends, let us transition to small groups practicing together with receiving and sharing simple human kindness with each other. This is a sandbox. And especially if you've had a hard day or week or month, it's just nice to just feel into this simple grounding practice. And the invitation for the practice is the groups will be roughly size of three. And each person, listen carefully, each person will speak only from their own experience. It's an I statement. This is what this practice was like for me. Or you can be silent when your time comes. You can say pass. And you say just one nugget. If you have five things to say, you only say one of them. And then after you've said that, then you pass it on to the next person. Or the baton gets passed on. And the next person will speak from their own experience. And then the next person from their own experience. You don't ask questions. You don't direct. You don't manage. You don't work as a facilitator in the small group. You just show up with your own kindness, sharing yours, your own experience, and receiving those of others. Just stay close to your heart, to your own experience. Okay? Only I statements. Yes. Clarity. Yes. So this way we can keep the container safe for everyone, not transgressing. Okay? And again, the way you can show up with kindness tonight might just be holding space and being silent and really listening to others. Maybe that's what's appropriate for you. So hello, human kindness. Whatever you like to share about this practice for you. So creating the rooms. And here we go. Opening them. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Okay, the rooms are closed. Everybody's back. And we just have about a minute. Well, actually, not even that, but maybe just a quick comment. If somebody who hasn't spoken has a quick reflection, we'll fit it in before we close. Any takers, anything that revealed itself to you in the rooms that was surprising? Richard, What's up, Richard? Make it quick.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been coming here for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting all this time for this feeling of metta to overflow and warm my heart. But reflecting, you know, every time, you know, when I just talk to people, neighbors and people in the building and whatnot, there's simply just a genuine friendliness. And I guess that's, so my metta has been here all along. I just didn't know it.
That's it, Richard. Oh my God. I am so glad you raised your hand to say this. I so appreciate what you said. That's exactly it. That's metta. It's been here all along. It's been waiting for you. Hello, Richard. I've been here all along. Oh, thank you. That warms my heart. That's profound. Thank you. Thank you, Richard, and thank you, everyone, for your practice, for your kindness, for extending kindness to yourself, to each other. Deep bows of appreciation. So let's dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings everywhere, may they be free. May they know the kindness that's all around, through all the kindnesses in their lives, with their neighbors, friends, family, all the kindnesses, all the metta overflowing. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone.